The budget bill passed by Congress last week and signed by President Trump includes $1.3 trillion in spending and was more than 2,200 pages long. But for one Alaska village, there's just one page that matters. That's page 458, which doubles funding for the Federal Denali Commission, giving the agency an extra $15 million. The commission said last week it plans to spend that money to help relocate the eroding village of Newtok. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz reports that Newtok residents say this is life-changing.
On the day President Trump signed the massive spending bill in Washington, D.C., Paul Charles and George Carl of Newtok sat down at a conference room in a hotel in Midtown Anchorage to take stock of an event they still couldn't quite believe was real.
I'm really excited, and it's like saving our people in that small village.
That's George Carl. He's the Newtok Village Council Vice President.
I'd like to thank who made this possible, you know, $15 million to help the small village. Thank you very, very much.
Newtok has been trying to move for well over a decade. The village is rapidly losing land to a combination of erosion and thawing permafrost, and residents expect they'll have to abandon their homes within a matter of years. Of course, $15 million won't pay for everything Newtok needs. The cost of moving the entire village is estimated at well over $100 million. But Paul Charles, the village council president, says this is crucial seed money that will make everything else possible.
We need that $15 million. It's not that the whole village is going to relocate that all at one time, but $15 million is a lot of money to build a house, maybe 30, 40, or 50 more homes that we can build.
Village relocation coordinator Romy Cadiente says the goal is to use the money plus existing funds to build 28 houses at the new site and have people living in them by the fall of 2019. At that point, he says the new site would be a real community and it would become eligible for funding to build more infrastructure like a school, an airport, and water and sewer systems.
We hope to attract additional agencies with the message of this is not a conceptual design anymore. This is a real active project. Can you please help us?
But Cadiente also pointed out that this is a one-time funding stream. Several other Alaska villages are also considering relocation, and even more need help dealing with erosion if they're going to stay in place. They can't all rely on a special act of Congress. Cadiente says ultimately the country needs to find a different way to fund climate-related issues like coastal erosion. As for Paul Charles, he had a message for other villages facing a similar situation. Don't quit what you're working for, he said. We accomplish our goal when we keep working toward it. From Alaska's Energy Desk, with translation help from Julia Jimmy at KYUK in Bethel, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.